union wins, disconcerting actions, and stepping up. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Union wins. That's something they haven't been able to say on Tremont Street in Grand Rapids since August of 2015, as the Red Hawks brought their 45-game losing streak to a close Friday night at historic Hausman Field in Grand Rapids with a 59-57 win over Wyoming. Union quarterback Tommy Stevens was 9 of 12 for 189 yards and 4 touchdowns, and he rushed for 133 yards on 19 carries and 3 scores. 3 of Stevens' touchdown passes went to Jeremy Pittman, who had 3 catches for 84 yards. Pittman scored 5 touchdowns in all. He had 63 yards rushing and a score, and he returned a kickoff for a touchdown.
It just shows you, if a kid buys in, and administration buys in, and coaching staff buys in, and you work together, whether you're rich, white, black, poor, you know, kids need expectations, and kids are kids. And I'm super proud of our kids for what they've done.
That's first-year Union head coach Don Fellows talking with MHSAA network affiliate WMAX in Grand Rapids after the game. Fellows moved to Union this year after a successful run at Grand Rapids Christian. Our This Week game balls go out to the girls' golf team at Birmingham Marion, which won the Oakland County Division I championship last week. Senior Shannon Kennedy took medalist honors by 5 strokes. And the Berrien Springs boys tennis team cruised to the Berrien St. Joseph Conference title last week. Corbin Gamble in number 4 singles, Adam Johnson and Eric Bielan in number 1 doubles, Zach Nanfelt and Brandon Tripp in number 2 dubs, and Nate Geisner and Xavier Hack in number 4 doubles all won flight titles. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Everyone in sports is in search of the elusive perfect game. Making every shot, completing every pass, striking everyone out, getting each call right. That's right, game officials enjoy the competition and seek perfection just like the players do. If you still have that competitive streak and want to help kids by giving back, maybe becoming a high school official is for you. To register, log on to MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment takes a look into the fine art of officiating with Sam Davis.
Among the rule changes in high school football for the 2021 school year is an adjustment in the penalty assessed to the defense for disconcerting acts and sounds. Among the gamesmanship that sometimes takes place near the line of scrimmage at the start of play, defensive players have been known to make sounds or act in a manner which otherwise might distract an offensive player waiting for the snap signal. Previously, the most egregious of these actions would be penalized 15 yards for unsportsmanlike conduct. But beginning this year, the disconcerting act foul is a 5-yard penalty. The change in the rule actually makes it more likely that this kind of behavior will be flagged and may eventually lead to a reduction of this kind of activity.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. The closer today celebrates the first MHSAA champions of the 2020-21 school year. West Iron County in Division II and Negaunee in Division I claimed the titles in the weather-delayed Upper Peninsula girls' tennis finals. For the Wycons, which topped Munising by a single point to earn top team honors last Thursday, they took that big step up to the top after placing second the past 3 seasons. Callie Applin in number 2 doubles, Aurora Dahl in number 3 singles, and the number 1 doubles team of Tori Bosek and Madison Baruti claimed flight championships. For Bosek, it was her 4th straight year that she had been part of a title-winning doubles team. The Division I finals took place Monday this week, and after a 1-year absence from the throne, Negaunee reclaimed the Division I top spot to give the Miners championships in 6 of 7 years. Lexi Mason at number 3 and Anika Turvo at number 4 claimed singles championships for Negaunee, and the Miners captured 3 of the 4 double flights, including 3 in a row and undefeated 3 seasons in a row for the number 1 team of Morgan Carlson and Caitlin Lammy. Mason also had a perfect 19-0 record this year. Negaunee's 21 points outdistanced Menominee by 7, and in moving up to Division 1 after capturing 4 straight team crowds in Division 2, Ishpeming Westwood was 3rd. You can read all about the UP Girls Tennis Finals on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Don't forget, you can watch high school sports on MHSAA TV. Over 700 games are available online this week in football, boys soccer, and girls volleyball. Check it all out at MHSAA TV. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.